Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike Roizen, and you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. This is the medical news of the week and what it means to you. That's the key, what it means to you. And we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. Confused about vitamins? Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion. Imagine supplements customized to your need. Visit mypersona.com and take the free online assessment. That is what Persona Nutrition does, and I'm happy to have them as a sponsor. I should disclose my conflict of interest. I am chair of their scientific advisory board. They've been a wonderful partner for us, and they do bring you these podcasts. So thank Persona Nutrition, mypersona.com. But we have great news for you. And by the way, you'll want to go to the B segment. Last week, we had David Hascom on 970B, why you probably don't need spine surgery and how to get back in control. 969B was Mary Goodabage, author of Doctor Dogs. 968B, one of my favorites in the recent past, why you age and why you don't have to. 967B was Karen Wilson, and that pertains to my lead subject today. She talked about vaping. My lead subject? Yeah, there was a double lung transplant with vaping. Cost over $200,000. $1 million will be spent for this person. A young kid saved his life, of course, but he will require a lot of treatment and a lot of costs going forward. Over $1 million, it's estimated, in the first 2 years. Should we as society be spending this? That is there a personal responsibility we have to impose on people before we go bankrupt as a country? We are going to have, if you will, rationing in healthcare, because it's $3.7 trillion or something is what our healthcare budget is going to cost us. And these million-dollar expenses for people who do things that they shouldn't be doing, whether it is riding motorcycles without a helmet or whether it is vaping, an illegal substance, there are problems with us just saying, no, you don't have to have personal responsibility. I'm feeling like I, obviously, in medicine, we try and save every life, and we have a lot of technology, like double lung transplant, to do that. But should we be doing that on everyone? I'm very torn on this, because obviously you want to help everyone live longer, but we can't afford it anymore. We're going to have to take responsibility, have to get our blood pressures under control, have to get our LDL cholesterol, or maybe charge more for insurance and not provide a lot of services for people who don't have, who aren't doing some form of insurance. And if you do crazy things, your insurance rates have to go up, just like they do if you don't control your blood pressure for life insurance. Or if you have a lot of auto accidents, your auto insurance goes up in price. And maybe that's what we'll have to do. In any case, the point is, if you're vaping, you shouldn't be. It's stupid, because the injuries are still going up. A little over 2,300 people have been hospitalized, mostly in intensive care units. I think the number that have died is over 40. I think it's over 42. Matter of fact, I think it's 44 right now. But in any case, that is a real problem. And it is that maybe we have to think about who should get medical care for free in the United States, and how do we, in fact, think about personal responsibility before we have to ration urine my care if we develop a cancer, rather than do things that are self-inflicted on us. The other story that I wanted to talk about is Jimmy Carter. He apparently fell from treatment of his brain tumor and developed a blood clot in his brain that had to be evacuated, was successfully. We have a lot of good technology to help people, and that's probably who we should be doing it on, those people who don't cause self-inflicted wounds. Or should we be doing it like the British and ration based on age? If you're over 55, you can't get cataract surgery in Great Britain paid for by your insurance. You have to pay for it out of pocket. By the way, if you're under 55, you only can get one eye of cataract surgery done. And they accept that rationing. They don't have the 12 leading anti-cancer drugs. They don't do a lot of double lung transplants, and certainly wouldn't do it for someone who got the injury from vaping. So they accept this. Where are we going to be? And that's a subject that I'll keep bringing up more and more, because I think it does cause us to think deeply about how much we take care. If you're listening to this podcast, View the Owner's Manual Radio Show with the medical news of the week and what it means to you, you probably do take care of yourself, and you're probably a much lower cost individual from a risk standpoint. Should you be contributing the same amount as other people to the insurance pool? Maybe not. Maybe, like the Cleveland Clinic has done for its employees and dependents, those of you who take responsibility, get to normal blood pressure, normal LDL cholesterol, normal body mass index, normal fasting blood sugar, no cotinine or tobacco end products in your urine, and manage your asthma and your stress, and get your immunizations up to date, and see a primary care physician once, primary care provider once a year, maybe you should get that 30% lower rate that the Cleveland Clinic has, maybe even more. Poor neighborhoods, walkability may increase cardiovascular risk. That's right. If you don't have good sidewalks, if it's not safe to walk, there was a 50% increase in cardiovascular risk. So one of the things you should do when you look at where you're going to live is it walkable? Is it far from air pollution? Important things. You want to not have to drive very far, obviously. You want to have your commute short. But in addition, you want to have walkable neighborhoods and low air pollution in your neighborhood, meaning move further away from where they have diesel cars, diesel fuel, diesel trucks.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
The higher birth numbers may harm cardiovascular health in women. That's right. The more children the woman has, the higher their cardiovascular risk keeps going up over 5, too. Rural Americans are dying more from preventable causes than city dwellers. They aren't taking care of themselves, and they are gaining weight more. It isn't access to care. It's access to their own lifestyle choices. And maybe it is ability to negotiate the healthcare system. That may be some of it too. Millennials' chronic health problems. Well, they're gaining weight much faster, developing diabetes much earlier. It's thought these things are going to start to limit their earning and their ability to live well. long-acting birth control in a patch? Yes, that is so. And just like it's in the birth control ring that is now available, well, they also think they're going to be able to do it in a patch. Self-testing for cervical cancer. Women testing for cervical cancer. In Seattle, they did a randomized controlled study. Half of them were given notices to come to their doc for their cervical pap smears every year. The other half were sent cartons where they could screen themselves. Turned out 17% of those who got the notices did come in for screening, as opposed to 27% who got the packages. Now, isn't that horrible? We're celebrating 27%. That's bad news. You should be able to get much higher numbers. The essential, if you will, running. It says running and doing any exercise, getting those 10,000 steps does help you live longer, help decrease chronic disease. But more than 10,000 steps in a day, or running more than 20 minutes in a day, doesn't look like it adds to your benefit. In other words, 20 minutes a day plus 10,000 steps, getting 10,000 steps, seems to give you the maximum benefit. There are many ways of preparing food, and this was a fresh and tasty way to prepare fish. The fresh and tasty way to prepare fish, well, guess what? It's grilling it. That is, they were doing crispy cod with spinach, 2 tablespoons of gluten-free or whole wheat flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 tablespoon of black pepper, 1/4 tablespoon of paprika, 3 tablespoons of grapeseed or safflower oil, 2 6-ounce cod fillets. You can use salmon fillets, whatever you want, or ocean trout. I like the salmon. Cooking spray, 2 garlic cloves minced, a pound of baby spinach, 1 tablespoon of olive oil. You preheat the oven to 400 degrees. You mix it all together. You put the flakes on the salmon or cod, 400 degrees for about 5 minutes on each side or until crispy. And it's wonderful tasty. You can find out a lot, by the way. There is a new book coming out, the What to Eat When cookbook, which is how to eat well earlier in the day. Food addictions are real addictions. What do you need to break it? You need another habit. So go to a healthy food like avocado or salmon, or, if you will, a low-calorie food like celery, and something you like just as much but is healthy, or, if you will, carrots, whatever you like, or even, if you will, spinach, and have that. So the only way of getting unhooked, because the food companies are trying to hook you on their high-calorie, high-priced food, that is, they try and keep you buying their food. And whether it's ice cream bars or french fries or whatever it is, that's how they get you keep coming in. The point is, you need another habit and you need a substitution. Walking can be a substitution. It can be another food. It can be emailing a friend, saying thank you notes instead of eating the high-calorie food. But you need another addiction to break that addiction. One other story that I should say that is interesting: lung cancer rates among women are falling much slower than those among men. We don't know why. Is it a gene abnormality? Men, as they stop smoking, their lung cancer rates are falling. Women, although they've stopped smoking to an equal degree, their lung cancer rates are not falling. Big problem, if you will. So we don't know the cause. Key takeaways on this You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast, supported by Persona. You can go to mypersona.com. Key takeaways is, don't vape. I don't care what anyone says. Don't vape. Find a different habit. It's much better for you. When looking for a house, look for walkability, as when walkability includes not only walking, but away from diesel fuel and diesel use. That means further away from freeways if you can. And remember, you got to take care of your own health or your earnings and your own health will decline. And if you will, running 20 minutes a day can help you live longer, plus 10,000 steps a day. But more than 20 minutes, we don't know that it's a benefit to your health. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is 971A, the medical news of the week and what it means to you. Remember the B segment? Gail Gross is on 971B. She's going to how to build your baby's brain. And by the way, last week you'll want to re-listen to that. If you haven't listened to it yet, you'll want to listen to it or re-listen to it. It's David Hadscombe, how to avoid, if you will, the injuries to your back and how to avoid back surgery. Again, we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. Thanks very much for listening. Remember, go to mypersona.com and take the free nutrition assessment to see how you're doing on your food choices. Thanks for listening again. And Luis, thanks for great engineering. We'll be back next week with another medical news of the week and what it means to you.